Some people might describe Patrick Mahomes' season as a car crash. That I wouldn't. But I certainly think the national pundits do. You saw a stat, and then the other thing stood out to me. So first tell me a stat, and then I'm going to tell you what I think is happening.
I saw this circulating from two or three of those, like, basically national sports aggregator type of accounts. And I roll my eyes almost as I'm saying that, because some of them get to be a little ridiculous. But what was circulating yesterday is that Patrick Mahomes is on pace to be the first player in NFL history to win NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP, and then lead the NFL in interceptions in a season. He's right now tied for the NFL lead with 11 interceptions. One, that's just such a weird stat because, of course, you would have had to have won MVP and Super Bowl to even qualify. Like, there's nobody else that's even in
so
contention.
So you're already, like, I don't know, 15 quarterbacks or something, 20 quarterbacks in the NFL history.
And, look, he's tied with Jordan Love, Geno Smith for 11 picks. Sam Darnold has 10. Then Kirk Cousins, Goff, Mayfield, Minshew all have 9. When we remind you, Jordan Love missed a game or two and still is tied for 11 picks. So this narrative that, like, Mahomes is, like, for sure going to finish with the most interceptions this year, I also just don't think that'll be the end result. Like, I'm willing to bet Patrick Mahomes will not end up with the most picks in the NFL this year. But that just tells you what the narrative is around him. He obviously has not had a great season. Duh. We've all watched these games. But I also think any stat, like, this is a very weird, like, it's a made-up stat is what this one is. Like, we're truly just making something up. Uh-huh. The first MVP winner, first Super Bowl winner to have the lead league in interceptions.
Did it even say how many of people have done that? How many quarterbacks
first,
ever?
He'd be the first.
No, have won an MVP and a Super Bowl.
That are actively playing?
Yeah.
And nobody right?
Oh, nobody else who's actively playing. Yeah. No. Like, so,
well,
I mean, that's
Rodgers, I guess. He's won an MVP and played a Super Bowl.
Actively playing. 8 quarterbacks in the NFL history have won the Super Bowl and the league MVP in the same season. That's what they're talking about, right? Somebody who won both the year before and then went on to lead the league in interceptions. 8? That's the sample size you're giving me? One was some dude named Mark Moseley. I don't even know who that is. Apparently, player in 1982. Kurt Warner, Brett Favre, Steve Young, Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana. Do you have any more interceptions Terry Bradshaw threw in his career than Patrick Mahomes? I don't care if he leads. What I think is happening here is they're taking this stat to extrapolate the thing that we all know. If Patrick Mahomes loses anywhere, AFC title game or earlier in the postseason, this will be the single worst season of Patrick Mahomes' career. That's what's happening here. We all know it. We all know that if he loses in the AFC title game or earlier, this will be the single worst season Patrick Mahomes has ever had as a pro. And that'll be the story going into next year. That'll be the story the rest of this season. And it's not wrong. That is not an incorrect thing. This is the single worst season Patrick Mahomes has had in his career. So far, we're 10 games into this thing. Do you think I'm willing to just write that off with 7 more regular season games to go, 3 or more of postseason games to go? Because I'll just tell you right now, I do not care what his regular season stats finish. If the man ends up winning the Super Bowl, then I won't care that it's his single worst statistical season, right? Because it's not his worst season on record. That'll have to go to one of the other seasons where he didn't win the whole thing. I think that's what's happening here. They're looking for some weird stat to tell you what you already know. Mahomes is having a bad year. And I don't think that's a mystery. But I also don't think that it means his year never gets better.
No, I mean, honestly, guys, like, there's a chance he finishes, of course, towards bottom 3 in picks this season. Do you guys actually think when the season's done, he will have the most interceptions in the league?
No.
I just don't.
No, absolutely not.
I think he's just going to figure it out a little bit, and that's what he's always done. The other part of it is, look at the other quarterbacks that I mentioned. You know, Jordan Love, as I said, has the same amount of picks. He's played in less games, which tells you he's obviously throwing at a greater pace of interception than Mahomes. And some of the other, like, Gardner Minshew is only 2 off. Do I think Gardner Minshew is going to make it through the entire season without throwing another 8? You know, I honestly think Gardner Minshew might throw another 7 interceptions this year.
Yeah. I mean, and you mentioned Jordan Love. He's done it 2 less games. Like, I just don't think that those things are going to make a massive difference. Like, I just don't. Like, I know that it's maybe just the way it looks or this way. Like, I don't care. And I don't, like, the last interception of the game. Does that interception actually matter towards his count?
For this conversation, it does, but I hear you.
But yeah, does it technically count? Yeah. Are all interceptions created equal? Nah, he's down 2 scores with a minute to go. So yeah, I assume a lot of quarterbacks will throw picks there because it's 4th and 13 and they'll do anything to keep the football alive. Fine, I don't care, whatever. Like, if they were down 3 and there was a minute to go, different conversation. Down 9 with 2 minutes to go on 4th and 13, I'd rather you throw a pick there than an incompletion or anything else. And so, no, I'm not going to, like, freak out or panic or worry on those things in any conceivable way. I think that it's fine. I think that everybody is comfortable based on that. But I also just think it's the obvious. He's having a terrible... He's having... I felt like... I started saying, I'm like, too strong. He's having the worst season of his career to date.
Well, and isn't, I guess... Even if he was playing great, if they get beat in the divisional round, isn't that technically the worst season that he's... Because I think that, you know, from a statistical standpoint, you can say one thing, but I think Patrick Mahomes would say if he had 50 touchdowns and 5 picks, but they lose in the divisional round, it's the worst season of his career because they lost in the divisional round. So in the end, I think it all comes back to that. Or like last year. Last year might have been, I don't know if it was the most satisfying Super Bowl win, but to go through all of that, to push through all the adversity and still be able to win it, that might even be more satisfying than one of the other
teams. That's why last year's was so satisfying. And they were 11-6. It was their worst record. Everyone was burying them. He had to go on the road, all the things Vinny said, and then still went on to win the Super Bowl. Like, this season will get what? You will never be able to cite a single regular season stat to me ever again if he wins the Super Bowl this year. I won't care.
I'm kind of...
He had 45 interceptions. I'd be like, well... Okay,
I'm kind of already there because we already saw that he was in the offensive line, was able to flip a switch a year ago. Suddenly they didn't turn the ball over. Suddenly the O-line was the best they've been last year in the postseason run. So yeah, I have that. That's also why nobody should be panicking. There are issues with this team. Of course there are. We discussed those yesterday. But this team has shown us, with very similar personnel, very similar, not very similar, the exact same coaching staff, that they've been able to figure that out.